You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere.
Good morning and welcome to Matt Nair on Air. Jane Matt Nair, Greg Bach, Calvin Butenoff coming to you live from our studio here at Radio Park in Racine. You can always join us. You can call, you can text. The number is the same, 855-752-4842. Leave a comment if you're watching on the live stream on Facebook, YouTube, and what used to be Twitter. Coming up, Brittany Merlot will be here in about 15 minutes, Civic Media meteorologist, with our segment called Weather and Wine. Ooh. She's going to tell us what's coming our way. We are here in Racine. I know we have some rain coming in. Mm-hmm. Supposed to get some sunshine later on this afternoon. Maybe a big warm-up tomorrow. And then things will change because we live in Wisconsin and it's whiplash weather. Essentially. J.R. Radcliffe, the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel sports guru, joining us at 11:33, opening day today. Brewers taking on the Yankees. If you want to catch the game, you can listen, but you do have to listen to terrestrial radio.
Correct.
It's not going to be streaming.
No.
So our coverage at the Brewers at the Yankees starts today at 1:30. You can listen on WRCE in Richland Center, WISS in Oshkosh, WRJN here in Racine and Kenosha, WBZH in Hayward, our newest Milwaukee Brewers affiliate.
Welcome aboard.
Welcome aboard, WBZH. Right now, though, it is time.
Oh, boy.
It is time. Our statewide Text to Win contest is underway. You want to be listening every day in the 7, 11, 1, and 4 o'clock hours for your chance to text in the keyword to enter for some great prizes. Either a Chula Vista getaway, a Milwaukee Brewers Club level tickets, or $100 in cash. Every entry gets you into the running for the grand prize, a brand new queen-size mattress set from Verlo Mattress. All right, so this is the word to text in before noon today using the Civic Media app. Only the Civic Media app. Mm-hmm. This hour's word is snooze. S-N-O-O-Z-E. Oh, snooze, man. Is a good word.
Hey, excuse me. I think it's a great word, but the spelling is going to be fun to watch.
S-N-O-O-Z-E.
Yeah.
Snooze is the word. And you want to text that in using the Civic Media app by noon today. This hour we are playing for $100 in cash.
She says as he quietly goes to the text line to watch it all roll in, because that's what...
To look for the misspellings?
Oh, absolutely. The other thing, too, we didn't talk about, we haven't spoken about yet this week, and you got to remember, folks, when you send in that entry, you might get a bounce back right from us. Don't block it. Don't ignore it. It could be your chance for an extra entry.
That's right.
It's going to come to you one time and one time only during the contest cycle, which is 2 weeks, but that will ask you a question like, are you registered to vote? Do you want to sign up for our newsletter? Something like that. And if you do that, you will get an extra entry. Like I said, just once. You don't get it every single time you enter.
Right.
But go ahead. Take advantage of that extra entry, because you never know. That extra entry.
That could be the one that puts you over the top.
That gets you in a brand new bed.
Absolutely. We got Nan from Brookfield and Ron from Oregon and Jim from Fond du Lac, Thomas from Greenfield. All kinds of entries pouring in here.
There's so many people, Jane.
The word is snooze. S-N-O-O-Z-E. Gunter from Madison listening on WMDX. Tim in Waukesha on WAUK. Go, Janiacs.
That's a great... Is that the one? Is that what it's
going to be? That was... Someone suggested that yesterday. Okay. Go, Janiacs. Go. Todd Alba has beaten us consistently. No, Oscar, you need an E. It's not snuzz.
Snooze?
No, snooze. S-N-O-O-Z-E.
Oh, Kate from Hayward.
She's just being silly.
Oh.
Fooze.
Oh, hey now. I was just trying to be here for everybody and care about your good well-being and make sure you entered and got it done. But now I just feel like I'm being played with.
The word is snooze. S-N-O-O-Z-E. Text it in right now. And as Greg said, if you get a bounce back... And I really highly suggest you sign up for our Civic Media newsletter anyway.
Mm-hmm.
not just for the extra entry, but because our news team does a great job of compiling things depending upon where you are in the state.
You can customize. Our Civic Media is all about the customization.
You bet. Keep a community focused. Yes. Very community focused. So text in the word snooze, S-N-O-O-Z-E, like Michelle did from Wisconsin Rapids.
We should just spend the rest of the segment
reading everybody's names.
Susie from Monona.
Thank you for entering.
In your most radio, give me your most radio voice and say a name.
Susie from Monona.
Wes from Middleton.
Keep those entries coming in. We're trying to beat Alba this time around. Last time, I think he beat us by like 83.
Not a lot. Kurt.
It's doable.
From Eau Claire.
Snooze is the word. S-N-O-O-Z-E. You have until noon. Okay. I wanted to talk about this because we touched on this very briefly yesterday. Yes. Howard Lutnick is our new commerce secretary. Howard Lutnick is worth several. He's a multimillionaire. He's a millionaire several times
over. They're all millionaires.
Pretty much within the new Trump cabinet. Howard Lutnick had some thoughts on people who could get their Social Security payments later. Here is what Howard Lutnick had to say about Social Security recipients who, because of things going on with the changes there and the cuts there and the office closures there, might not be getting their SSI payments on time. Calvin, let's play that clip from Howard Lutnick, please.
Didn't send out their checks this month. My mother-in-law, who's 94, she wouldn't call and complain.
No.
She just wouldn't. She'd think something got messed up, and she'll get it next month.
Yeah.
A fraudster always makes the loudest noise, screaming, yelling, and complaining.
Do they? I okay.
Every time I hear it, I get a little bit, because I just think of a little old lady at the Social Security office finally losing her mind because she's being screwed over by guys like him and other millionaires when all she wants is the $1,200 that she's been paying into for 7 decades, and he has the nerve to say that kind of behavior means, well, she's a fraudster.
Again, I don't dispute that there is fraud likely and things that should not be happening within so many different groups.
Yes.
But assuming that everyone who calls me because their check is late is a cheat, I think is a stretch, especially after I happened upon this article this morning from wearegreenbay.com. Adam Rosen with the byline. The headline reads, "They stole from every taxpayer in the country. Wisconsin man ordered to pay $2.2 million in restitution to Medicaid and Medicare. He just got 21 months in prison." Yes, Justin Drew Hansen and a co-defendant convicted. They worked on a 3-year scheme. They paid money to a substance abuse treatment clinic owner in exchange for referrals for urine drug testing. So essentially, they worked with this substance abuse clinic owner to get him to order urine tests that were unnecessary. And so that's how, and then so they got all this money for Medicare and Medicaid that was paying for these urine tests that were unnecessary. I bring this up again because when we talk about fraud and abuse, I think there is this automatic assumption that the people who do this are poor people. I don't think that's accurate.
I'm going to take it out even further. I believe that most people who, when you deal with the Lutnicks of the world and the people who do believe that, they not only believe it's poor people, but it's probably going to be people of color, people who are illegal immigrants scamming the system. They're
right.
They're anybody but just your neighbor or someone who might be rich as well.
It turns out, because they mentioned that this gentleman, Justin Drew Hansen of River Hills.
Is that where he lives?
He lives in River Hills. So I did a little investigating and I found his house in River Hills.
Yeah. How much is it, James?
It's a shack.
Oh, it's a tiny.
It's just a shack. It's only got 8 bedrooms.
Well, where am I going to?
It's only got.
I need a bedroom for every single one of my Lego sets.
this is not the place for you.
Ugh.
It's not the place for you. But yes, this man just convicted of scamming Medicare and Medicaid lives in a $1.7 million house in River Hills. So go after those cheats. I think that's great.
I'll tell you what, folks, what I'm going to do is I'm going to put the story in the show notes. I'm also going to put the listing in the show notes, and you can see the house that we bought him.
Essentially.
Yep.
Essentially. Again, there's fraud. There's waste.
Yes.
You don't find it by coming in with a chainsaw.
No.
You find it by, like the IRS. You add more agents who are able to investigate those things. The same thing with Medicare and Medicaid. If you're looking for fraud, you want a workforce who is dedicated to finding those things, not by cutting tens of thousands of people from an agency.
And also, let's take a moment just to discuss degrees of fraud, which all fraud is illegal and all fraud is bad, and it should be found out, punished, and taken care of however they need to do it. But there's a difference between a little old pensioner who may have gotten an extra check by mistake, but said, you know what, I'll take it. That's fraud, and you make them pay it back. This kind of fraud is the kind of fraud we're talking about with the house. We're talking about the illegal scamming operation. This takes connection. You have to have an operation to start it up. You have to have access to money, funds, land, people. This is not the fraud of the people that Lutnick is talking about.
No,
this is the fraud that says the same country club that Lutnick is at, and that Lutnick knows about and turns a blind eye because he doesn't want to PO his friends who are rich. So let's be clear on what the fraud is that we should be looking for, and the important fraud. All fraud is fraud, but I'm talking about like the millionaire's fraud game.
We can go back and look at the PPP loans.
Oh.
We can go back and look at those folks and how many of those folks really didn't need that money or cheated in order to get that money.
Yeah. Still, by the way, I'm still waiting for Doge to reply to all those fraudsters and when they're going to be going to court.
They're going to get, he'll get right back
to you. I'm waiting for that.
I'm sure. When we return, we will lighten things up a little bit. Brittany Merlot, Civic Media meteorologist, is going to join us next with a little weather and wine. You're going to need boots, you're going to need sandals, you're going to need, and a shovel. Just, we're going to have it all.
If you don't like it, take a snooze.
Snooze is the word this hour. Text it in using the app. You're listening to Matt and Air on Air. This is the Civic Media Radio Network. We'll be right back.
You're listening to Civic Media. Stay up to date on the latest news and information for your local community and Wisconsin by signing up for our free email newsletter. Visit civicmedia.us/email to get started.
Good morning. Welcome back to Matt and Air on Air. Jane Matt and Air, Greg Bach, Calvi Tini on the board. Coming to you from our studio here at Radio Park in Racine. Join us, call or text at 855-752-4842. Leave a comment on the live stream on Facebook, YouTube, and what used to be Twitter. It is underway this hour. Grab your phone. Open up the Civic Media app. Text in the word snooze. S-N-O-O-Z-E. Text in the word snooze before noon today. You will be in the running for $100. It is our statewide text to win contest. $100 in cash is up for grabs right now. So text in the word snooze, S-N-O-O-Z-E. Everybody who enters is going to be in the running for the grand prize, a great Verlo queen size mattress set. So text in the word snooze, S-N-O-O-Z-E. We're kind of counting on the Janiacs to come through.
So Janiacs is it?
I think we're going to go with Janiacs.
Okay. All right.
Unfortunately, somebody sent it in yesterday, and I forgot to write it down. If you want to claim it.
I think it was Tom from L.A.
Whatever. Tom from L.A., thank you. If that was your idea yesterday, We appreciate it. Let us know. We'll give you credit. Text in the word snooze, S-N-O-O-Z-E, and good luck. She joins us every week at this time for a little weather and wine. Civic Media's meteorologist, Brittany Merlot, is here. We have kind of, it's like a borgishmord of weather coming our way.
A what?
A borgishmord.
Pretty much.
A smorgasbord. But we really,
like, brain feels right now.
We really do have a whole, I mean, it's a little bit of everything over the next couple of days. Because this afternoon and tomorrow, at least for southeastern Wisconsin, looks pretty nice.
It sure does. I mean, upper 50s today, and it's gorgeous. We've got this warm front lifting in overnight. Unfortunately, though, that does want to spark up a few scattered showers, maybe some rumbles of thunder. That'll be overnight tonight and through early tomorrow morning. But then it already starts. Early tomorrow morning, far, far north, we could see a little bit of freezing rain mixing in, creating some icy spots. Meanwhile, down south, I mean, you guys are going to be spiking to highs in the upper 70s?
That's crazy.
And then what? Because there's always an and then what.
Yeah.
I know. Wait, let's get through the good stuff.
Okay. Let's enjoy it for just a moment.
Right? 70, upper 70s tomorrow. Little spots of sunshine. Winds are going to be whipping. And then we've got more showers and storms by night. Then, of course, Saturday, it's going to be dreary, cloudy, temperatures falling a little bit. Light rain moving in the afternoon. And it's going to ramp up into the evening. And this is where the problems start for a majority of the state. This will be Saturday night and into Sunday. I would not be outside.
No kidding.
Because temperatures are just going to be all over the place and really dangerous. We're looking at ice accumulations right now with the latest data that came in. It could be up, you know, a half an inch of ice or sleet accumulation from La Crosse to Green Bay.
Oh, boy.
A good chunk of the state. Some data wants to bring that ice accumulation just into Madison area, possibly just north of the Milwaukee area. So depends exactly where this system hits. It is going to pack ice. That's power outages. That's a whole I hate ice. Ice is the worst.
It really is, though. For one thing, it's hard to distinguish what is frozen and what is not. And it's deceptive. It's very deceptive. So again, you're talking specifically about Sunday into Saturday into Sunday with this icy rain mixture, icy rain snow mixture, essentially.
Yeah, basically. So it's going to start Saturday night somewhere central, north somewhere, and it's going to start working its way south. So maybe Sunday, you know, more southern areas have that chance, and some snow chance does start to flip in there too. But I really, really think the snow accumulations are going to stay far northwest into the state and maybe about 3 to 6 inches. But some models do want to put 3 to 6 inches into central Wisconsin.
Wow. So
it's going to be a day-by-day kind of basis with this system and exactly where those temperatures line up and where the system hits. But all I know is that Saturday night and Sunday is going to be bad no matter what.
Well, keep up on the forecast. Yeah. And if you do have to hit the roads, maybe you have a birthday party, maybe you have, you know, whatever you're going to be doing on Saturday night, utilize that 511wi.gov app, because that will bring up the entire state and it will show you where the accidents are and where the closures are and where the slowdowns are. It's completely free. It's very, very useful. Mm-hmm. It's 511wi.gov. Just use that as a resource. It's very, very useful. Brittany Merlot is here for our weather and wine segment. You had an interaction with a maple syrup tapper?
Yes. Okay. So 'tis the season, right?
It is.
Same time as pothole season. When we get that freeze and thaw cycle where our temperatures are above freezing during the day, the sun is out like today, and then we fall below freezing, two things are happening. Our potholes are being created, and then the maple syrup is running in those trees. So, you know, I called up a local business, and I had no idea how big they were and how small they started. It was pretty inspiring and intriguing, too. So they're based out of Marathon City called Skinny Sticks, and he didn't even know how to do it. You know, he started on his stove, started making, like, maple wine. Doesn't that sound fancy and nice? And he just worked his butt off, you know, went store to store, was persistent and met the right people. And bam, he's got, you know, 9,000 trees, I believe he said, tapped here in central Wisconsin. And he's partnered with other places. And they basically, those other places in Wisconsin were shipping to Vermont and New Hampshire and mixing their syrup. Well, he's like, no, let's keep it
here.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So he took them. Yeah, isn't that cool? So it was just a big community, local Wisconsin awesomeness. And I never realized how much they bring in. I mean, we're fourth in production in the country and
what?
$18 million in revenue. Yeah.
Yeah. Take that, Vermont.
Yeah. Take that.
Take that.
The Northeast with your lovely trees.
Right. Ours are better. No.
He sounds like a great one for Beyond the Cheese. Our segment Beyond the Cheese.
Absolutely.
Where we love to highlight businesses in Wisconsin that are outside of the dairy industry. We'll do one about maple syrup. You said it was, it's called Skinny Sticks.
Skinny Sticks. Yep. Mitch Hoyt out of Marathon City right here in central Wisconsin. So
love it.
Pretty cool stuff. And, you know, the maple syrup season is short. It's only about a month long. So to do all of that in that amount of time, he's busy right now.
Brittany Merlot is our civic media meteorologist. She joins us every Thursday at this time for Weather and Wine. Thank you so much, Brittany. Really appreciate it. News coming up next when we return. All things sports. The Journal Sentinel sports guru, J.R. Ratcliffe, will be here. Stay close. Text in the word snooze, S-N-O-O-Z-E, via the Civic Media app. You're listening to Matt Nair on Air. This is the Civic Media Radio Network. Don't go away. Good morning. Welcome to Matt Nair on Air. Jane Matt Nair, Greg Mach, Dr. Slide on the board, coming to you from our studio here at Radio Park in Racine. You can always join us, call or text at 855-752-4842. Leave a comment on the live stream on Facebook, YouTube, and what used to be Twitter. We are in the midst of our statewide text to win contest. Grab your phone, open up the Civic Media app, and text in the word snooze, S-N-O-O-Z-E, before noon. Text in the word snooze. You're going to be in the running for $100 cash and in the running for a grand prize, a brand new queen-size mattress set from Verlo Mattress. You have until noon. Snooze is the word, S-N-O-O-Z-E. He joins us every other Thursday to talk all things sports. Milwaukee Journal Sentinel sports guru, J.R. Ratcliffe, is here. Good morning, J.R. Brewers in action against the Yankees today.
Baseball
back, baby. Greg's very excited.
Today is the day. Big day for Greg Bach, I can tell. I can feel the vibes coming through.
He's got his shirt on. Yep. Video.
Yep, he's got the shirt on. We're ready. We're ready for some baseball. They get to kind of kick off the whole season. I think it's by 2 or 3 minutes. They have the very first game. Now, it's not technically technically opening day because they had a couple games in Tokyo, but we don't really need to count those.
We don't count those.
The two Dodgers-Cubs games. So the Brewers will be the first. Jackson Churio will be the first thing we see. He is leading off and playing in the outfield today. So we are here. It's very fun.
How are you feeling about the team as we just get underway? Baseball is a long season.
Well, I think we've become close enough that you know where I fall generally when we talk about projections, and that's toward the pessimistic side of things. I'm not
like a real Brewers fan.
Yes, you know, like I'm Wisconsin, you know, not born but mostly completely raised, and I definitely I've come by this honestly, but I believe that this is where the magic runs out. I think this team has risen above circumstances, talent, however you want to look at it, over the past several years. I think there is some alchemy there that I can't explain that has enabled them, and a lot of it is on the defensive side, enabled them to be a very good team and to win division titles and to compete for the playoffs. I mean, they really haven't been an uncompetitive team at the end of the season for a decade. Like 2016 really is the last time that they were, I mean, I don't know what we call 2020. They went to the playoffs, so whatever. But like 2016 is the last time they really just weren't in it in the last week of the season. So I, you know, anytime I say I think this team is just going to be a 500 with maybe slightly above 500 team, I'm working against history, because history shows it doesn't matter what they look like on paper. They have found a way to stay competitive, and you have to acknowledge that. But I just think that at some point, their unwillingness to spend money on and sort of supplement what they already have, I think their pitching is really pretty thin this year, and some of the injuries early in the season, I think, have kind of borne that out. I think we're already talking about guys that, you know, you really didn't want to rely on, and it's only the first day of the season who are going to be starting games. So I am worried about this team. I predicted them to finish 82-80 in our newspaper, in the Journal Sentinel. I imagine people will view that as pessimistic, that this is a team that has earned the trust that they are at least an 86-win team and a team that will compete for the division title. I feel like this is maybe where it runs out because I don't trust the pitching, but I didn't trust them last year either. They won 93 games and showed me. So what really do I know?
Well, but I do think, and you mentioned the, and it certainly seems like a major unwillingness on the part of the Brewers to shell out any money for some players that we could really use.
Not just shelling out money, but also cutting the budget the payroll every single season.
Yeah, I've pointed this out many times, probably on this show. They went down in payroll the last two seasons, you know, into the 2023 and the 2024 season, and they won more games both times. They won 92 in the 93 games. They are not going down in payroll, but they're staying pretty static. It's pretty much where they are. And as you can imagine, in a sports ecosystem where everybody's spending more and more and more and more, to stay static is essentially to go backwards. So not impressed with their offseason. I think they had some obvious holes to fill and just plainly did not fill them. They're, you know, Vinny Capra had a great spring, and I think he could be a really cool story. And maybe, you know, maybe there is a change here that makes him a really, really key big leaguer for this team. It's possible. But it is stunning to me that we are on opening day and Vinny Capra is your opening day third baseman. I was sure that they would have a different solution there, that they would bring in somebody with experience or somebody who you could really trust to fill out this infield. Now, there were not a lot of third basemen on the open market. You know, they could have kept Joey Ortiz at third, moved Bryce Terang to shortstop. There are options. There could have been a trade. So I don't want to pretend like there was obvious choices out there. There was like one good third baseman on the market, and he went to the Boston Red Sox, took more money than even I think the Cubs were willing. You know, Cubs had offered him more money, and he took less money to go to Boston. So probably unattainable. But I can't believe that this is the Brewers infield. The infield does not look good. So I personally, yes, I think that they had an opportunity to go for more. But I, again, have thought that in the past, and they ended up, you know, landing on their feet. So they have an internal system that can tell them what they expect from the players that they have. They obviously know the players they have better than anybody else, and they feel like they have a handle on it. So we'll see.
I think it's the weird thing that we are always so downtrodden in the face of lowering the payroll, in the face of slashing pay, not going for bigger fish, all these decisions that they do every single year. Because let's face it, last year with Jackson Chourio, we were like, oh my God, are we gonna go for it? Like, really? We always say they're going to do fine to poor. They do better than we expect. But then we'll be a year from now right back here going, why won't they just spend a little bit of money? Why? Like, just I'm not asking them to have a Yankees payroll. I'm asking them to have, like, maybe $10 million extra dollars a year. And I know that sounds a lot. That's a lot of money. But in baseball versus other teams, I mean, we used to, I think in 2018, I think we had a $120 million payroll, somewhere in that, like, 115 to 120. And it's just gone down, down, and down. And I'm just like, why can't we just buy a good one?
Well, and at some point, I just think the fans are going to get fed up.
And I think to some degree, and I don't know if it's just payroll, there's a lot baked into this guy, but to some degree they have gone down in attendance. It's not dramatic. I don't think it even affects their bottom line. It's that limited amount, but the enthusiasm has waned a little bit. I actually think the TV situation has a lot to do with both things that we're talking about, because the lack of TV revenue, which has gone down across baseball, the local, regional, streaming, the whole thing has been a difficult challenge for baseball to navigate. This is not a national sport. It's a regional sport. It relies on those regional dollars. And if those regional sports networks can't afford to pay for things or simply are just, it's just not as lucrative a system, that is bad for a team like the Brewers. And I think not having TV options for all the streaming services have made some people check out, you know, on the Brewers. It's more like maybe we go once or twice a year. It's not like, oh, we're really engaged with how they're doing in the playoffs, just, you know, playoff chase. And we're going to go maybe once a month, you know? So I think that's all kind of tied in. It's a tough financial package. You don't ever really know, like, are the Brewers, like, are they making money hand over fist while subtracting payroll? I don't think it's quite like that. I don't think it's like a grift exactly. I do think there are challenges that they have in Milwaukee versus bigger cities, but I agree with what you're saying. 10 million, which again is a huge amount of money to you and me, but not to a baseball team,
right?
You know, that would seem like a fair amount extra that you could put into this roster. They kind of, in their impression, kind of did some of that last year when they brought in Rhys Hoskins. It didn't work out. I mean, not to the degree they would have liked. So maybe that they're a little bit burned by that, but also they have a model where they've gone down in money and gone up in wins. I mean, how do you convince an owner to say, you know, turn around and say, okay, now's the time to spend when they have had this success while going down? That's a tough thing to sell.
But it doesn't feel like a money ball situation where they are going down in money, and it feels like luck sometimes.
And that's where I'm at. I feel like the magic runs out, right?
Yeah.
I feel like their alchemy, as good as it is winning around the fringes and using defense and stuff, that at some point it doesn't all go their way.
Yeah.
I don't think it's all luck. It's not like Moneyball was about finding inefficiencies, players that other people didn't want who were secretly good at things.
Yeah.
I think the Brewers have a system that is like objectively good. The way that they develop players, Jackson Churio is a great example. The way that they have committed resources into, you know, Latin development, and how the players that are coming up through the system are really, really good. I do think they identify players talent-wise better than a lot of teams, and they've made that work, and they've figured out how to get the most out of pitchers. I think that's legitimate too. I look at the pitching this year, and I'm just like, oh, they're relying on a lot of crazy things going well, and somebody just, you know, kind of do what Tobias Myers did last year, pop up out of nowhere to become a really solid contributor. I don't know if I see that happening again. That part does feel like a little bit of like the luck could be running out.
We are talking baseball with Milwaukee Journal Sentinel sports guru J.R. Radcliffe. Speaking of today's game, Brewers at the Yankees, you can listen if you can listen to the radio.
Yeah.
Specifically, our coverage starts at 1:30. Catch the game today on WRCE in Richland Center, WISS in Oshkosh, WRJN here in Racine and Kenosha, WCQM in Park Falls, and our newest Brewers affiliate, WBZH in Hayward. Again, our Brewers coverage starts today at 1:30. JR, let's move over to the Bucks. And is Dame Lillard done?
It doesn't look good. By the way, shout out to Park Falls, Wisconsin. That's where I spent all my elementary school years.
Cool. Whatever.
Nice.
It doesn't look good for Damian Lillard. It is a deep vein thrombosis, better known as a blood clot, in the calf. That is the type of thing that is obviously not something that you mess around with. It's treatable. It's very treatable. But he's not going to be able to play basketball for a while. They have to make sure this thing resolves. Victor Wembanyama had a blood clot in his shoulder earlier this year. It was diagnosed in February. And the Spurs just plain said, forget it. He's done for the year. Now, Victor Wembanyama, the Spurs are not a championship caliber contending team. And he is a young player in his second year. And I'm sure the Spurs were like, you know what? We have no reason to mess around with this. Whereas Damian Lillard, a veteran on a team where he is so essential to their playoff hopes, you could see them rushing this. But this is a delicate thing. This isn't like a tolerate the pain situation.
Right.
That you see. This is that thing has to be gone,
yep,
or it could break off and get into your lungs and cause a catastrophe.
Absolutely.
So, I can't imagine he's back before the playoffs. And then the question is, does he have it in him to go through reps and get back up to speed and conditioning and stuff? Because, you know, he's not like training the whole time. It's not like, oh, he's got a broken hand and he can like stay healthy by doing all the normal stuff. He can't do that.
Right.
So I don't think you're certainly not going to get a full version of Damian Lillard. I can't imagine when we get to the playoffs. I would be surprised if we see him at all. I think it's probably season ending. They just don't want to say that yet.
Well, and we certainly wish him well. And as you said, JR, that's a very serious thing. A blood clot is not something that you mess around with. That can kill you. So we hope he recovers, and that's the priority right now.
Yeah.
Really.
Yeah.
And I mean, again, treatable. Blood thinning medication will do it, and it sounds like it's already helping. But like, then you're on blood thinning medication, and you can't just like go play what is essentially a contact sport. You know, you can't get an injury. Even a bruise is going to be something that is completely different than it would be normally if you're not on that medication. So that's another complication. And again, I just don't know if they can get him back up to speed, even if this resolves quickly, get back up to speed to be ready for what's going to happen at the end of April.
You can follow JR and read all his coverage in the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. He joins us every other Thursday to talk all things sports. Coming up next, we're going to wrap up the show as we always do with This Shouldn't Be a Thing. Today it is the Extra Crispy Edition, and you want to stay tuned for that. By the way, the word is snooze. You still have until noon using the Civic Media app to text in the word snooze, S-N-O-O-Z-E, to be in the running for $100 cash, all part of our statewide Text to Win Break Into Spring contest. Stay close. You are listening to Matt Nair on Air. This is the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to Civic Media. Find the latest news, information, and archives of all your favorite shows on the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us.
Welcome back to Matt Nair on Air. Jane Matt Nair, Greg Box, Sweet Cal B on the board, coming to you from our studio at Radio Park in Racine. Join us, call or text 855-752-4842. Leave a comment on the live stream on Facebook, YouTube, and what used to be Twitter, little less than 8 minutes, to text in the word snooze, S-N-O-O-Z-E, not news, not lose.
Blues.
Not blues. Snooze. S-N-O-O-Z-E via the Civic Media app. In order to pick up $100 cash, all part of our statewide Text to Win Break Into Spring contest, you have until noon to text in the word snooze, S-N-O-O-Z-E. Just like Ken from Stoughton, Davina in Madison. We got all kinds of entries coming in. Terry from Cross Plains. I love seeing this. C from Milwaukee. We might do it this time.
Wait, what?
We might beat him.
I'm hoping.
I'm hoping.
Adam from Oregon.
Adam from Oregon. Josh from Mount Horeb. Keep those entries coming in. Your word is snooze this hour. S-N-O-O-Z-E. Bonnie on W-A-U-K. Stacy in Madison. Nancy also on W-M-D-X. The word this hour is snooze, S-N-O-O-Z-E.
Teresa in Eau Claire.
Thank you so much. Really appreciate it. All right, Calvin, it's 11:53. That means it is time for...
This Shouldn't Be a Thing.
As always, if you have a thing you think should not be, send it in to Greg and me at janesays@civicmedia.us. J-A-N-E-S-A-Y-S, Jane Says. At civicmedia.us, a shout out to Cardi, who is producer for Earl Ingram right before us. He was the one who pointed this out to me this morning, said, ooh, I think this would be a tisbat for sure.
Yes, it is.
And he is so right. This is from Adweek. Lucky Brittany Kiefer with the byline. The headline reads, not everyone wants to join KFC's gravy cult as ads draw backlash. Kentucky Fried Chicken launched a new ad campaign earlier this month in the UK. And we're going to include a link to the ad in the show notes because you have to see the weirdness yourself.
We cannot possibly describe to you.
Or do it justice.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah. The ad depicts a man who's lost in the woods. He follows a group of mysterious strangers who are carrying a giant golden egg. Now, keep in mind, this is a KFC commercial. Mm-hmm. They end up at a lake of gravy, as one does, where they baptize the man and induct him into the cult of KFC. Now, after they dip him in the lake of gravy, he comes up as a piece of extra crispy chicken.
Which means I don't think he's becoming part of the cult. I think he's become their idol.
It is truly weird. It's a really, really strange ad.
It's 2 minutes long.
Yeah, it's a long commercial, but they are appealing specifically to Gen Z.
Yes.
They think this is going to resonate with them,
mm-hmm.
even though 2 minutes seems like a long time and requires a certain amount of concentration.
Yeah.
Now it's generating all kinds of complaints.
It's called All Hail Gravy.
It's, yes. The commercial, again, from KFC is called All Hail Gravy. Now complaints are coming in from people saying the ad is promoting cannibalism.
Oh, my God.
It glorifies cults and Satanism.
Jeez.
And mocks Christianity and baptism.
Okay. You know what? Seriously, this is the thing that shouldn't be. This commercial is fantastic, and I skipped this part of the article. This is part two.
Oh, there's a part one?
There's a part one. What am I doing with my life? But the people who are like, it's mocking and glorified, get over yourselves.
I think you were putting way too much into this ad.
Agreed.
Calvin, you are the person who is closest in age to the demographic that they're trying to reach. Does All Hail Gravy resonate with you? Are you more inclined now to go get KFC? I'm curious.
I can't say this inspires me to get KFC, but I did find the ad quite entertaining. From a critical perspective, I think more cinematic music would have fit the ad better than like the hip-hop break they did in it.
Fair, fair criticism.
I thought it was unique. Cool commercial.
It's beautifully shot and has better CGI than some Marvel movies I've seen.
The executive director of this ad agency that came up with it, Martin Rose, says we are being polarizing because we want conversation. Since the first part of this ad aired last year, the campaign has boosted KFC's brand reputation scores, increased its brand modernity score, and they have seen positive sales momentum.
There you go.
So apparently it's working.
And breaking news from God. God says, thought it was funny too.
He liked it. Okay.
Yeah. Well, yeah.
Yeah. We will include this, as we said, in the show.
Oh, it's so included.
If you want to take a look, and are you inspired now to go get some extra crispy chicken?
I'm inspired to get chicken, just maybe
not from them. That wraps up today's episode of
This Shouldn't Be a Thing.
Coming up on the show tomorrow, Judge Susan Crawford is going to be joining us in the first hour. We are just days away in hour number two. Sorry. Judge Susan Crawford will be here along with Dan Schaefer from the Recombobulation area and much, much more. Thank you, Greg and Calvin and all of our engineers, because without you, nothing works. And thank you most of all for calling and for texting and for listening. It means the world. I hope you find some joy today, even if it's just a little bit, and you get the chance to share it. Stay right here. News coming up next. Text in snooze. SNOOZE. You got a minute and a half. And then Todd Alba on the Civic Media Radio Network. We'll see you tomorrow.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.